Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneck and I, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Hello, hello. This is Tiffany with Redneck and I's Radio, Women of Redneck and I's. It is 49 degrees here in East Liverpool, Ohio, and it is 7 p.m. Eastern. So it is actually, you know, Thanksgiving Eve, and I don't know about y'all, but I've been baking pies all day, getting other stuff ready to go for the big day. And, you know, as I said on our post earlier, we're going to have some co-host with us. We have Ed doing a YouTube for us, and then I have also Facebook Live going. So it's been a while since we did Facebook Live, and I've never done the YouTube with Ed. So it's actually nice. So it's kind of a joint thing with all of us tonight, because we do have a couple other of our members here for Thanksgiving, because Robbie was unable to make it home due for the fact of scheduling and load preparation. But we do have a couple more people. We have Greg in the other room and Robbie and then Donnie. So it's going pretty good tonight because we do have other people that's going to be on with us. As I posted on Facebook, we are doing, you know, not only are we just going to be talking about nothing but trucking or Thanksgiving, but we're also just going to be just hanging out for a little bit just to catch up on old things. Now, I've said it before in the past about having drawings, you know, for the people that call in and talk to us here on the radio or on our YouTube channel or on Facebook. But tonight we're actually going to take everybody who calls in, leaves a comment on Facebook or comment on YouTube or calls into the radio station. You're going to be put in for a drawing for a Blue Tiger headset, which I have it here to show you guys, but I kind of left it downstairs. So, and of course, got the grandbaby again tonight. So it's been a nice night and things going on around here and getting everything ready for the holidays. So we're hoping everybody's able to make it home for the holidays this year. And if you're not, hopefully you're with somebody that, you know, is hanging out with you. Just like Robbie, you know, he actually lives in Phoenix, Arizona, or Chandler, actually. So he is here with us because, like I said, he was unable to make it home for the holidays this year. So, as always, we're glad to have anybody and everybody with us because, you know, as we tell everybody, our door's open to anybody. So anytime you guys want to come hang out with us, just give us a little bit of a notice. Okay. So I had a few things I wanted to tell you guys about tonight, but I want to see what you guys think of what do you guys make for Thanksgiving mostly every year? And what is your favorite thing about Thanksgiving? So, my co-hosts don't want to come on. For some odd reason, they're kind of staying out of it, not wanting to talk with us, which is fine. That's okay. We're good with that. So, okay. We're having a little bit of echoing again, but we're kind of working out things. This is the first time that Ed and I have done something like this. It's a little bit more difficult for us because we're not used to this. So just bear with us if you do hear any echoing. It's just, unfortunately, one of those things that's going to go on tonight. Okay, so let me see. I'm trying to – I took my glasses off because I had a glare, and now I can't see things on the computer. So, all right. Now, I found something the other day on, yeah, here it is, on CDL Life, because, you know, we always talk about CDL Life all the time. Ed gets a lot of his stuff from there, and so, which is okay. Sorry, I have to try something here. Okay. I hope you can still hear me, Ed, because I muted my computer itself. So maybe I won't get the echo on my end. Okay. So this is a seven-year-old flown to hospital after a teenager without permit drives into the path of a semi-truck. A small child had to be flown to a hospital in Idaho on Saturday after the car he was riding in drove straight into the path of a semi-truck. The accident happened on Saturday, November 19th, in Cary, Idaho. According to the Idaho Mountain Express, a 17-year-old girl without a learner's permit was driving a Ford Edge with a 35-year-old and a 7-year-old passenger when she ran a stop sign near a gas station, putting the vehicle in the path of an oncoming semi-truck hauling double grain trailers. The truck and car collided, injuring all three people inside the car. The young boy was not buckled in the back seat and was flown to a medical center for treatment of his injuries. Both the teenager and man were transported to a nearby hospital. Nearby hospital by ambulance. The 66-year-old trucker was not hurt. The teenage driver was cited with failure to purchase a driver's license, and the male adult was cited for allowing the minor to drive unlawfully and failure to provide proof of insurance. So hopefully the boy is going to be okay, but, you know, sometimes when people do things like this, it's like crazy. Why would you even think about doing that? Why would you let your 17-year-old? I don't care what the deal is. There's no reason for them to be actually driving. Okay. Let's see here. All right. A Tennessee trucker say nobody cares about rides and cargo thefts, including the police. I can believe that. Truckers in Tennessee say that they are disappointed in the police response to a recent increase in cargo thefts in the Memphis area. Husband and wife trucking team Craig and Tam Stevenson say that their scary cargo theft moment came on Tuesday, November 22nd, as they were sleeping along B.F. Goodrich Boulevard near the Cisco warehouse in Memphis, Tennessee. About 3 o'clock in the morning, I get a knock on the door and we were told our trailer had been broken into, said Tam to Channel 3 News. The Stevensons say that the police reported three trucks being broken into that night, but nothing was taken because officers believe the thieves are after food. They also pointed out that the lot has a guard shack, security cameras, lights, but still no suspects were identified. Yet the police came and they say they're suspects after food, and we're like, we are surprised somebody hasn't gotten shot or killed for breaking into a trailer. It seems like nobody even cares, and like she mentioned, if you go outside and find someone breaking into your trailer, they're going to end up killing you, okay? They got cameras, and yet nobody is catching anybody doing anything. It's almost like somebody who works here knows what's coming in and tells somebody. So they come over and start looking at the trucks. Hey, it could be an inside job, right? Okay, if somebody broke into the house, what would you do? We're not violent people, but you'd get to the point where you just want to say enough is enough, Craig continued. Eventually, somebody is going to get killed, so it's going to cost somebody's life, whether it's the person breaking into the other person's or the other person driving the truck. People don't realize what you deal with every day as a truck driver. Cargo theft has been on a rise since COVID, but studies show that truck cargo theft is especially prominent on the week of Thanksgiving, particularly on Black Friday. So, and we know this time of year it is hectic on everybody because the stress of the holidays, and everybody's trying to, you know, get their kids that exact thing that they want, and, you know, and it's like, does it really matter? You know, if you get your child something, that's better than nothing. And there is kids out there nowadays that don't get anything whatsoever. So, you know, having something little is better than having nothing at all. Sometimes the kids are spoiled. Okay, let me rephrase that. Kids are all spoiled nowadays. They think they need to get everything handed to them and not have to work for anything they want. So, and of course, yes, I'll have to say that one day the grandbaby will be spoiled too. We already done said that. He's going to be rotten. So, okay. Let's see what else we can find here. I would really like to get the guys to come in here and say hi and, you know, talk a little bit, but they won't leave the kitchen. I knew I should have just did everything at the kitchen table, and they would have no reason not to be. But then again, they would have left and went to the dining room or the living room. Okay, here's another. We were just all talking about this just a little bit ago. Actually, Greg found it on Facebook. And it's I-40 in Tennessee shut down for fatal fiery head-on semi-crash per report. Transportation officials in Tennessee are asking drivers to seek alternate routes following a major crash on I-40 on Wednesday afternoon. The crash happened shortly after 1 p.m. on November 23rd on I-40 between Memphis and Jackson, Tennessee. Okay. Local outlet WMC reports that the two semi-trucks collided head-on in the westbound lanes of the interstate near mile marker 44. So obviously somebody got on the exit the wrong way. It isn't clear whether any other vehicles were involved in the crash. One person was killed in the crash and two others suffered injuries, according to the reports. I mean, it is pretty nasty when you look at it. The picture I'm looking at, okay. It's not, you can find the updates and stuff on Facebook through CDLA's Facebook page too, but there is two trucks on their sides. One is a container. One was a Schneider truck, I believe. Okay, so it's pretty bad. Westbound I-40 is shut down, causing major traffic backups on a busy holiday travel day. Eastbound traffic has been impacted as well, because of course you have all the looky-loos that wants to stop and see what's going on. Avoid that area if you can. You don't want to go that way and, you know, stay out of it. And that may actually be the best thing to do because of the fact, you know. You know what, Ed?
Well, I don't know about muting. What I was going to say was is that it might be the I don't know about your computer. Is the mute? It was all the sound coming through? Like, could you hear people? Like, when you muted it, you could still hear people?
Well, I have the YouTube and the Zoom all set up on my tablet, so it's not even on the same one that I'm using for the radio show.
I got you. So what did you mute? You muted the one for the radio show?
No, I muted the one for the whatever it was, the YouTube.
The tablet. Yeah. Yes. That seems to be everything good. I mean, I can hear, now that I've got my stuff unmuted, I can hear everything, and everything is broadcasting audio-wise.
Okay.
On YouTube. So everything coming through me, I can hear you just fine. I think maybe you freaked out because maybe you thought maybe the radio wasn't sound, the sound wasn't coming through. I don't know. But, I mean, everything on my end, all the audio is great. Now that since you muted it, since you did what you did, it worked out great.
Okay.
Yep. And then... I was just concerned about calling in and seeing who, if they can hear on that end. I didn't do that on my phone.
Hey, boys.
Yeah.
Need one of you guys to call in and see if you can hear everything on the radio station. I got three of them sitting in the other room that could do that, but, you know.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. Since you won't come be co-host like we want you to be.
So the only thing that I can't do right now is I can't put your video from Zoom onto YouTube. I don't know how to do that. It's not working to where they can see you talking. They can only see me or they see the screenshot.
That might be because of the way – I don't know. I don't know if it's the way that it's set up on your end. It has to be through the Zoom.
Yeah, no, it's through Zoom. I can't figure out what I'm doing and I'm not doing to open it up, because I'm trying to open it up to where everybody, you know, can see everything. But it's either the way it looks right now is nobody can see you. You're not on there at all. And
well, we knew it was going to be one of those things we're going to have to work through and play with to figure it out the right way. So,
yep. So, hang on a second. Let's see. I do that. What does it do? And there's a delay on YouTube. So, and so anything that I do, I have to wait to see what YouTube does, because. So I see somebody called in. Can they hear everything?
Yeah, that's Robbie and Greg, and they both said they can hear things.
Okay, so that's good. That's a good sign.
Hey, Greg.
What?
You know, you can step in here. Because they can see you on Facebook Live, just can't see anything on the other. Well, as we said before, we want to try getting people to call in and come on our Facebook, and that so we can get people to comment in order to win a Blue Tiger headset. Leave it on, Dustin, grab up. I forgot to bring it up. Thank you. I know, to the moon, right?
But yeah, everything is legit on here except for the video. I don't know. Wrong. But yeah.
Okay, so for you guys on Facebook and on the YouTube channel, I know you guys can't, unfortunately, you guys from YouTube, we've already established that you can't see what I'm talking about, but this is what we're giving away tonight. So one lucky winner will receive this Blue Tiger Elite Ultra Bluetooth. Now, it has, let's see, it's 60 hours of continuous talk. You can charge every 2 weeks with 270 degrees rotation. Rubber microphone boomed allows you to replace the microphone exactly where you need it. And it ranges to 100 feet. Oh, and I can't figure out how to get it out.
No, it's brand new. They can Google it, see what it looks like.
So, but this is it. So, the more comments we get, you know, the better. If we don't get any comments, then, you know, it'll go on for a couple more weeks and we'll just keep doing it. Maybe we'll just do it for a Christmas gift for somebody on the show that comes on or somebody that posts something on Facebook. But it's always bad when you even get anybody to call in to give them stuff away. We still can't get anybody to call in or chat with us. It's always a bad thing.
All sponsors won't even call in.
We got to schedule them.
Well, people to go into our.
Look, we have Robbie. See,
who wants free stuff? Nobody wants free stuff. I guess I'll take it home with me.
Now we have three here, and then we have Ed, of course, on the YouTube channel. So we have three on Facebook Live of the founders of Redneck and Eyes. And, of course, like I said, Ed's on YouTube. So you guys can always call in and talk to us because we're not going to bite nobody.
Right.
Okay. They might. I'll refrain.
Oh, no. We'll do more than biting.
I told you.
We might have to pull out like a Beth Dutton or take you to a train station.
When he said he was coming up here from Georgia instead of going home because it was short closer to come up here for the holiday that was to go 2,100 miles home, I'm thinking, really? So he called his wife and he told her that he was coming up here. She says, well, you're not coming home? He said, no, it's 2,100 miles home. It's 700 up there. She said, okay. And they called me about it. I think, we'll see how much you're laughing. I said, I'm going to call your wife and tell her I'll be waiting for the child support check.
He's just full of anger today. He woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
So, Ed, you're going to your parents or your mother's for Thanksgiving?
Yeah. I'm actually going to work tonight. And then take a little nap and then drive up because the goal is to be sitting there in the living room by 3 o'clock. We're probably going to start eating at 3 because that way we can watch the Cowboys. Cause that's the whole point. The whole point is to get together to watch the Cowboys.
How long is your drive?
It's like 4.5, maybe not that much because I can at least do 80 a little bit, you know,
You can do about 120 on that bike, you know.
No, I'm not riding the bike. It's too cold.
No, because I watched another video. I watched another video last night that you wanted to correct your speedometer on your bike because it only goes to 120.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because it's digital, and it seems like the computer cuts me off at 120. Like I can't, you know, throttle it full and it just shuts off at 120. It won't go any higher.
Texas Highway Patrol can tell you how fast you're going.
They got radar. They'll tell you exactly how fast
you're going.
Well, I've got the app that records, you know, the tracking. And actually, when my speedometer says 120, the GPS recorder on my phone, the little app that records it only goes to like 117. I don't think I've ever went. It might have hit 118 one time, but it never went any faster than that.
Oh, bull. So. I hear a bunch of bull. We're talking to a guy that lives in Texas. They're all full of bull.
Just remember how it's going to feel when you're sitting there, laying there waiting for skin to grow back on your butt.
Are you taking your bike or?
No, I'm taking
a truck or a car.
So my work, my road, my route, it goes to Salado, Texas, which is about maybe 20 miles south of where my mother lives. So I do that every night. At one point the company allowed me to take the truck to Waco and park it. And then like Sunday evening, I just drove back. And as long as they get the freight, because they don't touch the freight that I bring back. Like right now, when I come back tomorrow morning, ain't nobody going to be there. It'll be a completely empty yard and nobody will touch that freight until Monday morning. And so they let me do that. And I thought about it this time around, but it's like, then you got to rely on somebody to come get you. And then you got to rely on, you know, you're not like, if anything happens and I want to go somewhere or something, you know, I got to either borrow a car or call a ride or whatever. So I just like, you know, I'll just take my pickup just as easy, you know? And then driving up there, the big truck only goes 65. So it takes right at 4 hours to get to Salado. So it's probably about 4.5 to get to my mom's house. But that's taking the big truck, you know, that's so I can do 80 a little bit. The speed limit on the big road there on 37 is 75.
Most people do 85.
Yeah. So you do that. And then you just hope that traffic's good on 35. 35 is where the traffic is.
Get 80, yep. 85 up here and get your ass in jail.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Yeah, well, I mean, like 37, I don't know if you guys ever been on 37 but it's like, it's like 35, actually 35 between Laredo and San Antonio, there's a lot of traffic. But on 37, there's not. There might be traffic right now.
What's that route between Del Rio and Dallas?
No, well...
That's 146. What was it? 134 loop? It's a toll road.
No, it wasn't toll. But that route coming from Del Rio to Dallas, I'm here to tell you it sucks.
No.
Oh, well, it's all back roads because there's no straight shot. Most people that go to Del Rio, they just go to San Antonio and then take that 90. It's U.S. Highway 90 goes out toward Del Rio, I think is what it is.
There's nothing out there.
No, there's nothing. There's nothing out there.
Maybe that was it. I don't know. The only thing I seen out there was armadillos. I didn't even see but about five or six trucks.
One of those roads is where Marfa. You go through Marfa, Texas, and that's where they got the Marfa lights, which is that little area where you park and you can see mountains in the distance. And at nighttime, there's like lights that light up. Nobody knows what it is. They thought there was a road that where you could see cars, and that wasn't it. And they thought there were aliens, and of course, you know, there's no proof of that. But the only other thing that people say is that there's some kind of a gas coming out of the ground that ignites at night or lights up. but there's lights out in the distance, and nobody knows what it is.
Robbie, go down there and see if you can find out what it is.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. What? Check the oil.
Check the oil, yeah.
Check the oil in what?
In the rocks down there in Martha, Texas.
Oh, I ain't going down there. That's not Arizona.
Well, this ain't Arizona either.
Yeah, no joke. It's flipping cold up here, Ed.
I bet.
It's nice up here. It was like summertime here again today. It was 50-something, 51 degrees, something like that. It was good.
Yeah, it's 45 here now. Okay, remember, comment on Facebook, call us, comment on YouTube. You get put in for a drawing to win a Blue Tiger Elite Ultra headset. All you have to do is make comments. So, for those of you that's on Facebook or even on YouTube.
Nobody wants to know free stuff.
I know, right? Leave a comment. You'll be put in for a drawing, and hopefully we can get this stuff given away because we have T-shirts. We have hats. We have cups. So reach out. Let us know. We can get you guys some free stuff. Everybody loves free stuff. Hey, if you don't need this, remember, Christmas is a month away. Somebody in your family might be able to use it. Oh, man, you have a... Guess you're not having trouble. As I said before, we got the grandson here, and he's actually sleeping right now, which is good. He just ate, and he finally dozed back off. And our oldest dog, Max, likes to sleep in his seats when he's here. Well, usually it's his little bouncer. Well, Max is actually curled in the car seat right now. So,
Robbie, look over in that car seat. Change your mind.
I'll show you guys on Facebook. It's actually kind of cute. Like I said, you know, he's an old man. He gets away with everything. So, you know, so us here at Redneck and I, not only do we, you know, all get together and hang out like we're doing now and sharing Thanksgiving with everybody because why not? Nobody needs to be alone on Thanksgiving or any of the holidays. And it's always nice when all the drivers are able to get home. But if you can't, hopefully you can find some place to go and actually have a meal. And I know TA was giving away turkey dinners or something or other. TA, is that the one it was?
I'm good now.
Yeah, TA Metro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know.
If they have a restaurant. They
were giving away dinners, but I know people around here and some of the other bigger areas, they cook big meals and take them and give them the drivers at the truck stop. So they always actually get food. So, and if we lived closer to truck stops than that, we would do the same thing. You know, we are kind of doing the same thing with Robbie being here. So.
Sure.
But Robbie has his own room and everything else. So, whoops. I knew I should have muted all calls. So,
I'm thinking about writing him off my taxes this year. He's been up here more this summer. I think he's been home.
No, he hasn't been up here as much this summer.
No, it was last year.
Yeah, last year. Which is okay, you know.
Yeah, it's all good.
We don't mind having anybody here.
Yeah, it's all good.
Well, Dan, I'm glad you like free stuff. You're going to be put in for a drawing. Message me on through our Redneck and Ice page. Or you can email me also, and I'll post my email to the Facebook post about the live. Let me do that right now while I'm thinking of it.
Where's the drawing going to be?
Only for the fact so I can get all your address and stuff like that. So I will send you – let me pull up the email so I can actually add my email. So you guys that are commenting, just send me your mailing address. And that way I can have that. So if you do happen to win, make sure you put your email, your phone number, and your mailing address. That way I can reach out. Because what I'll do is I will actually do a wheel, Google wheel to spin to win stuff. So that'll be what we do to whoever, the one who actually wins chance at the headset. But right now, Dan, you're the only one that's got your name in there. So your chances are 100 to 1.
What happens if I comment on there?
You don't count.
You're exempt. You don't.
I'm always exempt.
You don't. Yeah. Members need not apply.
Okay. I just posted that, and if it doesn't go through, you know, you can always reach out to my my name's right there. Mine's Tiffany Spencer. You can always send me a direct email or message to my Facebook page also. It may take me a little bit to get to it because, you know, they all go to spam if you're not friends. So, but, yeah, that way you guys, everybody that's on here that's commenting and, you know, checking it out, at least they get a chance. But remember, you can always call into our radio station 7 days a week or 5 days a week at 7 p.m. And the number for that is 515-602-9731, option one to be part of the call. Sorry, I can't talk and type at the same time, so just bear with me.
It's proofreading everything.
Okay. Well, like I said, this is kind of like new to Ed and I both trying to pull all this stuff together at once. So it does make it a little bit more difficult for us because we are trying to do this. But, hey, we'll work it out. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, the good part is I know that so the muting thing works. It's the video.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that's not working right now is the video. We, if anybody's out there on YouTube, let's see. There's, I don't know, are you, but I mean, YouTube right now, all they can see is either me or they can just see the screenshot when I, you know, turn my camera off. Other than that, that's all they can see. But everything else, the audio is all great right now. The way we got it worked out right now is all working. So it looks like that the phone is working great. You know, I'm on there too. So, yeah, even so with that, let's see, because I was thinking the other day trying to, or actually it was a couple months ago, I was thinking, you know, the deal is you're not on YouTube. When we try to get out on YouTube, you're not on YouTube because whenever we do live, you're not there. Each week that we do a show, it's like it's just me on YouTube and then you do your show and all that. And YouTube, we're right there at the cusp of becoming like, you know, where YouTube's like, hey, we might think about sending you money if you got a little bit more viewership. And I'm like, hey, we're right there. You know, we're almost there. So it's like I'm trying to push it as much as I can because I know everybody likes those videos. So
Right. And I need to actually see about, like I said before, for me with YouTube, I've never been one for it. So it's a little bit harder for me to navigate it and mess with it. And I, you know, when I pull up YouTube on my phone, it goes right to our Redneck and Ice page. So, but I need to figure out how to put our show, our Wednesday night show on, you know, YouTube also.
Right.
And get it streaming that way. So.
And it's a Zoom thing. Zoom seems to work out great when we get it worked out. It's like right now, I mean, it was just, I hit button and it's already hooked up.
Right.
The only thing, like, I would sit here and do it. Like I would even if you were doing a show and you had what's the names on there? My mind's blank. But when y'all were doing the show before and you had other people calling in and everything, I was like, you know what I need to do is I need to come on here and I need to set up everything to where I can just be kind of like moving things around and then I can help and all that and then I could just do the YouTube from Zoom. But right now it's like, well, a good thing we didn't try it because I can't get it to work right now. So I got to figure out what we're doing wrong. So,
right.
But yeah. But yeah, it's where am I at?
He always wants to the cow dog, huh?
See, I can, and like, so now my sound is going through YouTube, and then can you hear the audio at all?
Yeah.
Coming through? See, so you can hear that. So yeah, that's awesome. Cause so it's kind of like, you know, you could do your thing and you could tell me, okay, let's go, you know, switch deals, and I can, you know, we can try to turn it into something that everybody would enjoy listening to. I know sometimes when we're trying to read things, or like I know you, I'm trying to read an article on the audio, and it's kind of like, you know, I'm having trouble following the article because of the way the article is written. And I'm like, just imagine people just trying to hear me read that article that I don't really know because of the way it's written.
Right. I usually try going through and reading them, the articles first before I ever do anything. That way I know.
Well, now you're just being prepared. That's just silly.
Yeah. And Dan, if you're still on here, we did just get, I got your, all your information, which is perfect. So we'll make sure you get put on the thing, and definitely keep an eye out, because we will, you know, either way, whatever, whether you win the headset or you don't, we'll send you something from us just for being a listener to us tonight. So.
Never know. We might give something away next week too.
Oh yeah. I would like to do something, you know, something at least once a week between one of the two shows, whether it's my show on Wednesday or Ed's show. It's always nice to get free stuff. And, you know, we have stuff that's sent to us from our sponsors, like Trucker Tools and Blue Tiger. So, you know, we want to definitely get some of that stuff and give it back to our fellow drivers. So. And look, there comes Donnie peeking in through the corner.
So
I was trying to see if Robbie was in on this here. There's an article that I saw, and it was looks like there's a bunch of racists out there in Arizona. So I thought maybe Robbie was in on this here. See.
Shush. Say that again, Ed. I had to shush him.
No, she's paying attention to us, than you.
Yeah. No, the article says Arizona cops are sued for refusing to return $40,000 in cash seized from a black trucking boss who was traveling to buy a new rig after they accused him of being a drug dealer with no evidence. I think I read this, but I didn't really realize
about that. That's old news. That's like a couple years ago. I heard about that too.
Well, I mean,
it may have been someone else.
Well, that's what I thought. I think this is the guy here we were talking about before, but they had no pictures and nothing to say, you know, who it was or whatever. Now this guy, I guess he's filing a lawsuit because they took the money, and then now they refused to give it back. But the funny thing is that this is in the Daily Mail now, so we know it's one of those political websites. So it's like, hey, we found out the guy's black. Oh no, let's blow it up. This is systemic racism.
Oh, now if it was a white guy, they would have just hush hush on it.
Yeah. Sorry for the inconvenience. Yeah, that's I'm sure they would have done that. I'm sure they would have done that. I tell you what, my aunt, years ago, she'd always like my uncle, he owned several businesses, and so they for her like president or whatever, she got an Escalade. She'd always, you know, that was one of the vehicles she wanted, and it's, you know, and that's fine. Hey, whatever. So she's driving this Escalade, black Escalade, and within the first 3 months of owning that Escalade, she had gotten pulled over like 6 times, and she was so upset. And so she finally got pulled over by one of the cops that like she knew the guy, and he walked up and he said, "Oh, I didn't know it was you." And she's like, "Why am I getting pulled over?" and all that. And he was like, "Because drug dealers drive Escalades." And so every time they see a black Escalade, they pull that truck, they look at that truck and say, who is that? Who's driving? Because, I mean, them things, tinted windows and everything. So, yeah. So it's kind of like if you're driving a Freightliner, you know, you get pulled over a lot. You know, they want to do a DOT inspection because guys don't, you know, they go, well, most Freightliners don't keep up with their maintenance. So we got to pull them over and check them out.
Uh-huh. A black Freightliner with a people pusher on the front of it.
Do you want his ad, do you want the address of that driver's name? I can give it to you.
Go ahead. John, bring it. I probably got more money tied up in that truck than most of the guys DOT got in their house.
Probably. I'm the same one. I got a lot tied up in my truck.
You got a lot tied up in your life on your truck.
Hey, I got to have NASA to know where I'm at all times.
You're right.
That Ken Worth's going to be sitting out in the in a graveyard somewhere, and he's still going to be owing money on it.
I had a guy ask me if I needed a, if I could put one more light on my truck, and I told him I could.
Come in there at night, he got so many lights on that damn truck, and you see it from the space station.
Oh, crap. You know, that's what you get for living in Arizona, because I tell you what, down here in South Texas, I see the crappiest trucks. I tell you what, man, them the doors don't even open right, the other night I saw a guy, you know how you got the that overflow tube coming out of the top of the engine where the smoke comes down at the bottom? I mean, it was a lot of smoke coming out of the bottom of that truck. But I tell you what, all the lights worked, and there was a lot of them shiny lights on there. You know, and it's like, man, I don't even think he can – I think he's afraid to shut the truck off because it probably won't restart. But the lights worked.
Hey,
all the lights
worked. Looking good going rolling down the road, man. Come on. Give me a break.
So, hey, I was going to ask you guys, because you guys weren't on the last time I was talking about this, and I was trying to – I was going to put a video out on Facebook, like you talk about, trying to get people to call in. So I was at the truck stop the other night paying for some little, you know, snacks or whatever. And it's one of those big truck stops where there's a fuel desk, and then on the other side of the truck stop, completely on the other side, there's another desk for the gas and the where all the coffee and all that stuff is. So this guy walks out behind me, like I didn't see who it was, but he was walking behind me. Here comes the other guy from the other side, the attendant, and he's like, did he pay for that? Did he pay for that? And she's like, he didn't pay. Nobody paid for nothing. And he ran out there and stopped the guy. And what it found out was he topped his coffee mug off and then walked out without paying. And so the guy chased him down and said, sir, you got to pay for that. And I thought maybe I was going to ask people, you know, is paying for refills a big deal? Is that something that we don't need to be doing, or should the truck stops eat it, or, you know, what should we do?
They just wanted to take our money and run. It was a gas and go down in Georgia, and I call them mom and pop truck stops because it's not one of the big five, right?
Right.
I went in there. I'm like, well, I'm gonna go. I want more coffee, and I didn't want to make any in my truck. And I went inside. I figured I was gonna have to slap a $5 bill down for a coffee, but it was $1.25 for a large cup of coffee at that truck stop.
Yeah,
I was floored just because of how cheap it was. Because I know coffee has to be $3 a cup now.
I don't drink coffee. $2.50,
depending on where you go.
$1.80 something to $2 something at Pilot. That's much cheaper anymore, I think.
Yeah. So, because what we did was that we should be paying for it if we're not doing anything.
Well,
if they offer, like I know a lot of truck stops, they say, well, if you top off your tanks, if you get 50 gallons, you not only get a free shower, but maybe you get a free drink or a free refill. And they'll tell you that. They do that stuff. I remember there was a truck stop in Arkansas. It was the Loves was on one side, and this little mom and pop truck stop was on the other side, and their fuel was probably a nickel a gallon more than the Loves, and everybody was getting fuel at the Loves. And of course, we know that most everybody has that, you know, cost plus, so they're paying cheaper fuel to use the Loves. But that guy over there, he had a big billboard, and it says, if you get 75 gallons at my truck stop, not only do you get a free shower, free refill, but you also get a free cheeseburger and chips. And it's like, damn, I go over there and just top it off just to get the free cheeseburger.
Right?
Yeah, there's a select few, and there's another one in Alamogordo, New Mexico, that if you get 75 gallons worth of fuel, you get a free meal at their little It's a Mexican, like, little diner type deal, but
right.
You order anything off the menu.
Yep, yep. And
so you can
and,
order a big meal if you put 75 gallons worth in.
Yep, because I
or you can get a drink.
Back when I was at Swift, we were in the truck stop, and I'm one of those where I had a student with me, and I'm one of those where, like, don't hang out with me. We're not together. Just you get what you mm-hmm. need. I get what I need. So I'm there, like, looking at something. I forgot what I was doing, whatever, like that, and all of a sudden they say, sir, that's not free. You got to pay for that. And I look up, and it's my student, and what he's doing, he topped his cup off with ice, and he left, and they yelled at him and all that. And he told me, he said, I thought ice was free. And I was like, well, I mean, it could be, you just need to ask. You need to, you know, go up there and say, I got ice. Do I owe you anything? And a lot of times they'll say no. I said, but if you walk out, yeah, it's like, there's like an upcharge for them catching you. <It's> like, I was going to give it to you for free, but now that you tried to walk out without paying, now you owe us $5. But I mean, I think truck drivers, that's one of the things like Greg always talks about, you know, it's our own damn fault. We need to, you know, quit being so damn cheap. But yeah, I kind of wish I had the video working out better. I don't know. It's just silly the way that does.
That was the first time.
Yeah, because it's stuff that we're going to have to work out, you know, and get it to work a little bit better. And I think we need to do, you know, a little... You're right. But I think we need to actually maybe do more Facebook Lives, too, because there is a lot of people that aren't on YouTube. So... And then
yeah,
Greg's sitting here saying that this has been the quietest he's ever been on here.
And the longest.
And the longest, yeah.
Yeah.
He's not raising his fit. Should we get you fired up tonight?
No, let's not.
I'm good.
That's
come on. I want to get you fired up.
I tell you what. You know, there's been times where he's called in, and he might not have been listening, but he's called in and stayed on like Robbie does. Robbie will call in and he'll never talk, but he'll call in and just let it roll,
I'll
you know.
The whole night.
And sometimes Greg does that where he'd chime in toward the end, but it's like the whole show, and I'm like, you know, that's why sometimes I'll just say something just to get him fired up. So he's like, no, 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 no.
And that's what does it.
Now you're trying to figure out ways to get me to hit one, huh?
Yeah, so I'm just going to bring up anything that's going on in Arizona, like, you know, all the kids can't pass math class because the same people that run the elections are running the school system to get them to do math.
Well, Robbie's free, cheap, and easy. We all know that.
Okay.
Whatever works.
Take a break, boys.
No, we're not taking a break. We have 10 minutes left.
I know this. Again, everybody on Facebook, YouTube, and that calls in gets a chance to win a Blue Tiger Elite Ultra Bluetooth just by making comments and chatting with us and hanging out for a while. So make sure you put your name in there, you make a comment so we know in order to get put in for the drawing, and we'll be drawing it. If we get more than, you know, a couple people, I'd like to have, you know, 10 or 15 people before we try giving this away, so it gives it more of a chance for people, but we will definitely be giving other things away. So it doesn't matter if you don't win the Bluetooth, we will definitely be sending you guys something. So make sure you comment.
Yeah, call in 515-602-9731.
Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, 861 for gas?
For gas and 825 for diesel fuel.
861 for gas and 825 for diesel fuel, Prudhoe Bay, Alaska.
Who wants
according
Prudhoe,
to whatever
Alaska?
He found
Not
on Facebook.
Dan, and we hope you have a great Thanksgiving, too.
Happy Thanksgiving, man. Hopefully
yes.
you made it home. I can't thank Greg and Tiff enough to let me come into their house and have Thanksgiving with them. I can't.
Yes.
There's no. I'm so grateful for having good friends. This is what
it's all. You've been like a big family, man. If you're around the area, you're more than welcome to stop in here.
You know what? I was thinking about this, and let me see if I can do it here. You know what it is? It's on the website, so got to go to. But what I was going to do.
That's awesome, Dan.
Awesome. I'm glad you made it home, man. Enjoy your time with your family, however long you're taking off.
Maybe it's on here. Can I do it? Videos.
Yeah, enjoy all the time with your family you can.
Did it say hi?
Life's too short, man. Don't waste it in a truck.
Say, here's the non-future truck driver. We're not going to let you drive, right?
No.
See, everybody says no.
No. Find a different job.
See, this is our grandbaby. This is Waylon. He'll be 3 months on the 9th of December.
You might not get grease on his hands.
He can work on
them. Teach about
working.
Yep. Can't drive him over the road.
No driving trucks.
Look there. That was a good picture. The good old days.
Uh-huh.
You see that flatbed in there?
You see Ed?
Can y'all see these pictures
I
got?
Oh,
yeah.
Up
there?
So I'm trying to get to the actual one I'm looking for. There's some good ones. There we go. We got it.
You're right, man. He's going to stay out of the truck.
So you see that one that you just passed? See, look at that one. That one looks good. All those lights on.
The one I can't find is the one I'm looking for. And
that one looks good right there. That's a good one.
No, what I was going to do.
Not that blue Columbia, especially that blue Columbia.
Look at that, that big Ed was there.
Mm-hmm. Which one are you looking for,
Betty
Ed?
Betty Crocker stand there cooking.
Betty Crocker.
The one of our first year where we've got the two on, like, see, so.
No, that was with Annie in there.
Yeah, that was with our white truck and Annie's old truck, Annie and Phil's old truck over there along the railroad track.
That's when they had that international. That was over there in Sea Lot.
That's been quite a few years ago, that's for sure.
Because you guys had the motorhome.
See?
No.
Sea Lot, yeah.
That was the first year you came down there. We were there a year before that.
Because it was just you and Ed. Ed was in front of you guys, right along where the...
Mm-hmm. That was like the second year down there. The first year, you know where the buses drop you off?
Yeah.
And
you
stayed right there and
make a
right, and that's where we were the first year.
And I was parked
over where Trucker's Kitchen set up.
Yeah, I was just north parked over there.
That's where we was at first year.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, so the thing I always reminisce about, especially telling people here on YouTube and on, you know, following along with the show, is that we got there. We got
that picture right there was the last time that I can remember Ed working down there.
What?
I forgot. I said that out loud.
What?
When you were climbing it underneath the tent, that first year with your tent.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, that's when it blew over and we had to chase it.
Yeah.
That's a real good picture.
Yeah, and I caught the porter, John, because it about flipped over on me.
So the first year, I was telling everybody, because part about Redneck and I is that we were always talking about how it's important for people that have never been there before to be able to come in and know, you know, hey, we'll help you out if you got any questions about what to do, what not to do, and what they're looking for. And I remember that year, that first year, we didn't know. And everybody... That was telling us to do. It was wrong. We were told, park this way, park here, don't do this, don't do that, and all that. And we found out that it was wrong. Like, they were just telling us wrong stuff.
Exactly.
And that's kind of how, you know, we stuck together is like, you know, we understood that. It's like, yeah, these people are talking about.
That was our first big argument. Couple hours later, then it's all good.
What do you think, Waylon Bugs? Huh?
That was a good year too.
That's when we seen somebody took that picture. Who was it? I found that guy with that.
Not me.
Oh, that was.
Oh, this guy. He's one of our guys. I mean, he does the. He's friends with. He did the same thing. That what some names did with hauling the aircraft stuff, him and his
oh.
wife.
Jessica.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jessica. And so he had a shirt, and this was at the Dallas Truck Show. So I'm just at the Dallas.
A...
Yeah, and he's at the Dallas Truck Show. Of course, we weren't at the Dallas Truck Show because we don't do that. And so he was there, and I'm like, hey, what's up? And he's like, man, all right. You know, so, yeah. That's what I'm at. I'm on the Facebook page now looking at a lot of the pictures that we got here.
Rob and Jen.
Those pictures from the first year should be on the Facebook page, I think.
Yeah, they are. I've seen one, but it was a meme that I had, and we did that one.
But
yeah,
you have to go far down in the pictures, Ed, back and go.
No, it's in there. It's just
down towards the bottom of it, towards the end. Because you keep going over the same pictures we've already seen.
No, that's the website. That's just the front page of the website.
What's your problem? You're not on the Facebook page.
No, I am. I'm on a different window. Y'all are looking at just part of my screen.
Yeah, this is just what it's on a loop, so it just keeps going through and through. Yeah.
So now I can go over here.
Come on, patented for us.
So there's our trucks. Still got mine.
I got
two
downstairs.
Yep.
I wish we could get some more of those trucks that we could wrap on mom.
Oh, yeah. I remember that year.
Okay. Flipping the next picture. It should be about the next picture or two. Maybe not. Maybe, keep going.
Yeah, I remember that
year. No, there.
Well, I thought there was a picture of me using a 4x4 to shovel snow.
That was a video.
That was
the same year Ed was walking around that same that way you shoveled. Yes. He was walking around with his hands in his pocket eating spaghetti.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah, me and you were shoveling snow, and he's standing around with his hands in his pocket.
And I was sitting in the truck, and I was doing all the videoing and all that fun stuff without having to actually go out in it, huh? The DJ wasn't
we
stupid,
had some
huh?
good times
bull.
Down there.
We did,
I think it was kind of bull that... You know, two of the five people are sitting, one is sitting in the warm truck, the other one's sitting with his hands keeping warm, and the other two are working.
Yep, you're right.
I got the raw end of the stick.
We had some good times down there for a few years.
Yep.
So.
There you go.
That was a good year right there. That
was a snow year. That was that year we had to park. Where we didn't
that was the year of the
that
snow.
We had a river going through our tent.
And that was the same year that somebody dropped the beans.
Hey.
I am just saying.
That's enough of that.
You're kicking Gigi stuff. Yes, you were.
He's going to kick it to the moon.
See, that's all right. What are you doing, Greg?
Actually, I was talking to her, and it was so loud in there, and everybody.
You were not.
Was,
you were trying to give her.
No, I
was. Yeah, yeah.
How much did you
do? Do you need me to call Jessica? Jessica took that picture.
That was not what was going on.
Is that the year that you and Ed got?
Are you
in
serious?
The guys, Blue? Moonshine.
Give me a break.
Hey, isn't that the concert that we all walked out of?
Yes.
Yeah, this was that concert. We told them we had to go take a drug test now that we listened to that shitty.
Yep. Yes. You're right.
Yep. Oh, there you go.
Hard Bunker Band.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kim and Rob.
Uh-oh, Robbie's getting your tootsies. Robbie's getting your feet.
Well, Ed, you was a big old boy in there. Some of these pictures.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Woo.
Hot thing.
Take a good look at that white Kenworth because it
hey,
is no
was,
more.
That was the same one that Ed
looks like you're pregnant
on.
There, Ed.
That condom right
now?
There, that was one that Ed...
It looks like you're pregnant there.
Yeah.
So for you guys on Facebook, that is still, and it's Dan that's still hanging out with us.
We're actually looking at old
photos from our Facebook page. So go back in there and check them out. You know, there's some crazy photos, and most of our photos are from down at Mass down in Louisville.
There's the first year right there. That's the first year.
And so it's kind of funny to go back and look at
right
and see what we started out as to what we are now.
That was
2012.
That was the year.
I tell you what, that's when we found, that's the year, I mean, the first year really we found out that we could do this because we're the only ones that were smart enough to say, hey, the rain's coming. Take the tents down and get in the trucks because it's coming.
That's because there was a flatbedder involved in all that. If it was all you van drivers, you guys wouldn't have done that because you don't do nothing but get in the truck.
Actually, we didn't take none down except pull the top
we
off the tarps.
Top off, yeah.
And we stuck all the stuff up under the truck, like just slid it up the truck. And I mean, we're the only ones. Everybody else had those pop-up tents, and they were all destroyed because a big, heavy rain came through. But we were the only ones that everything was all right.
The next morning, everybody was throwing all their stuff to dumpster. We just come out.
There was tornado. There was a tornado warning. Look, there's Angel. There's a kitty cat on the screen, huh?
Sorry, Paul. It's just because there was so much going on.
Right.
No, it's
definitely had good times down there back in the day. And then they have to go and change stuff on everybody and make new rules and say you can't do this, you can't do that. And basically, for those of you guys that don't know, down there at Matt's, they told us that we weren't allowed to feed the drivers. And that's how we started at Redneck and I's feeding drivers, because we all came together. That's where we all met, literally. You know, Robbie and Greg and I met there. We met Ed there. We met, you know, I couldn't even go into all the people we've met there over the years.
There's hundreds and thousands of people
and
that we've
even
met that it's awesome. You know, it's just how we all come together and everyone enjoys it. If you haven't made it down there, you need to make it down there.
I mean, the parking lot is not the same as it was when we started, even the last few years, because we did do a lot. You know, we went from a couple little pop-ups clear up to a 20 by 30 tent to feed drivers out of. And we never charged nobody. It was all, you know, donations, and people would donate food, or, you know, they would send us money to get stuff that we needed for the show. You know, that's where our sponsors came into effect. So, you know, that's one thing we want to say we're thankful for, because we met some awesome people over the years there. So we're thankful for our friends, even when they do, you know, live thousands of miles away, can't make it home. That's one good thing about having friends and Thanksgiving and food. So no matter where you're at, we hope you're with family and friends. And if you can't be with your family, you know.
Hopefully you find some relatives or something at least to spend the day with them. If you can't do that, you know, it's just, you know, pay it forward. You know, buy someone else dinner that day. And that'll it'll come full circle.
I'm sorry, Bubby. Sorry, my daughter just walked in and gave me a heart attack.
What is that a picture of, Greg? What do you got going on here, Greg? What did you do this?
No. That was out at Miss Arlene's dinner. Well, they didn't have another table, and the cord, they didn't have an extension cord basically for the coffee pot, so they redneckanized
the
it.
So high,
yeah.
They redneckanized it.
So of course, you know, we were there, we had to take a picture. It was perfect. So
do what we gotta do.
Yep. And that was a good time, too, there with Miss Arlene, because she was always a great supporter of Redneck and I's. And then going to do that, and, you know, unfortunately, what was the following year that she passed away? So.
Greg, did you see this meme, Greg?
Yeah.
I always think it's so funny. Americans thanking me for keeping the grocery store's shelves full. And it says, this is me just standing there because I just delivered an excavator to a new strip club. That's good stuff.
There's Miss Arlene.
Yep. I was out in Millersburg.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about Marcus.
That was funny. And that was only a portion of the people that was there with her.
Oh, yeah, small portion.
Yeah, and those were the ones on the very last day that was actually there. And there's still people from that show that we became friends with from there that we still talk to.
Yeah.
And that was all of her girls, as she put it.
Cool deal.
Somewhere on her little scooter, there was a redneck and I
on the back of it. Yep,
website.
There was. And we had, she got all new orange ones to put up because orange was her favorite.
There's Robbie at Swift Training.
Yeah.
What, me going backwards?
No, running over stuff.
There you go.
What?
Essential workers didn't go to get that
Yep.
Running over shit.
Back it up.
Yeah, back it up. I want to see this.
Right there. No,
oh, that
was Landstar. One more.
Yeah.
Yeah,
was Landstar.
Yeah, back that up. That's probably Ed going in the ditch there.
Yeah.
Ed, did you say for a lecture while you were driving?
I took that picture right there.
Yeah,
I was
Luke and Landstar. I know you drove for Landstar once upon a time.
He said he took that picture.
Oh, did he?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, he took that picture because he did it.
That right there, man, that's just...
That has Ed written all over it.
That has Billy Springer written all over it. Wonder why? Because Dad went around a corner too tight with his new trailer when he first got it. And dumped the trailer in the ditch, twisted it, knocked the coil off.
50 to 50-some thousand pound coil off.
Yeah.
Trashed a brand new trailer.
So.
But anyhow, okay. That was Mandy Joe from Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's about time for Ed to get back to work. Somebody has to pay
the
bills.
There's last year at Matt.
Yep. Last year at Matt's.
That's the last picture.
Hey, well, and he got to be a
Yes, he did. He was going to be my co-host last year.
Last year?
Or last week.
I was going to say he wasn't around last year.
I don't think he was thought of last year.
Hey,
see you later.
Give me the toes. Get the toes.
Oh.
Mad.
He looked at you.
No, because I was out there asking if he had problems
no.
with Pappy, and he was smiling and talking away to me.
Pappy told him he, you know, needed to shut it. Because he was crying.
Bobby stuck a ball in his pie hole today, huh? Good boy. What wrong?
Okay, so we're coming basically to the end of the show. It's almost 10 after 8. It's got to go to work. We have a fire outside burning. My grandbaby's getting ready to leave.
I'm thirsty.
So,
I'm thirsty.
And the guys are thirsty. So we want to wish everybody that was with us tonight, whether you're at home, not at home, still in the truck driving down the road, or sitting at the truck stop waiting on that next load, a very happy and blessed Thanksgiving. And just remember, you know, here at Redneck and Eyes, if you ever have a question, you need to reach out to somebody, you know, message us on Facebook. You can send us a message there. You can reach out to one of us individually if you need to.
It can be about anything.
Yeah. Having a hard day on the road, heck, everybody does.
You just need somebody to talk to. We're here. We do it to each other. We'll do
it
to anyone.
Give a call. Send us a message. We'll get you in touch with somebody. You know, it could be me, one of these three guys, Ed on the other side. So we're all here for you. So go home. If you can, spend it with family. Hopefully y'all can. And if you're not, hopefully find some friends out there, like, you know, Robbie back here with us for Thanksgiving. You know, hang out with your family and friends. But again, if you need anything, message us on Facebook. Send us a message. I check them. I try checking them often. Sometimes I don't get to them quick enough. But always send us a message, and we're always here for you. So from all of us at Redneck and Eyes to all of you guys out there,
happy
Thanksgiving. And we will be back Monday at 7 Eastern right here. YouTube, we'll try doing maybe getting in Facebook and on the radio station. So just remember, next Monday, we'll be right back on our regular schedule again, Monday through Friday, 7 p.m.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Hopefully you made it home. If not, enjoy. And hopefully you made it home somewhere or, you know, pay it forward to another driver. Maybe buy them a meal or something.
And those of you that do choose to work and drive, safe travels, be careful, be safe.
Keep your family between the ditches,
your family,
upside down.
Your family's waiting for you at home.
All right, so Ed, we want to tell you safe travels tonight while you're out working, and have a great Thanksgiving, and be careful driving up to your mom's tomorrow, and tell her we all are thinking of her, and hopefully, you know, she's doing well.
Good deal. Yep, I'll do that. Good deal. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
All right. Enjoy your weekend.
All right,
have
now.
Good one,
bye. All right. Bye, guys.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and I's was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a redneck and I's.